I saw... He stopped, blushed red, then paled, caught for once in his lies. I but glanced in. Lady, knowing I could do nothing and having pity for you...
I know you are not that sort, Arvid, said Pox, and set the bread down. Yes, it was real.
She grinned, suddenly, and without reason, light-hearted.
No one who saw it will doubt it was real, and that may be the reason.
He looked at her now with less tension, really listening, and she wondered how far to lead him.
Arvid, there may have been another way to save Phelan, I don't know. Paladins don't know everything. We only know where we must go. But think of this. Was there any other way to save the Thieves' Guild?
He stared at her, mouth open like any yokel's.
Thieves' Guild? He said finally.
What does Gerd care about the Thieves' Guild?
I don't know, said Pox, but he must care something to spend a paladin's pain on it and then scare the wits out of you into the bargain.
Then is that what you...
Pox shrugged. I don't know the god's purposes, Arvid. I just do what I'm told. As you once told me, I'm very trusting.
His eyes widened, then he laughed, a slightly nervous laugh, and answered the rest of her questions about what had happened to Phelan while she was captive, and what Bara's bargain with the Liartians had been. Suddenly they heard hoofbeats coming closer.
Damn, muttered Arvid. I didn't think anyone would...
The unseen horse snorted. Pox saw a swirl in the fog, and then a big red horse scrambled down the bank. She stood stiffly, and he came to her, snorting again and bumping her with his nose.
It's loose,
said Arvid, surprised.
It's not loose, said Pox,
her eyes suddenly full of tears.
He's mine.
Your horse? Are you sure? Arvid peered at him. I suppose you are. The horse was sniffing along her arms and legs now, nostrils wide. I did think of trying to get your horse out of the royal stables, but that's a tall order, even for a master thief.
I can't believe it.
Pox wrapped her arms around the red horse's neck and leaned on that warm body. Warmth and strength flowed into her.
He must have gotten away on his own, but he's saddled.
The bridle she found neatly looped into the straps for the saddlebags. When she turned back to Arvid, he had wrestled Bara's boots off. He shook his head when he saw her face.
I know you were in Phelan's company together, but she was going to kill you. Blind, jealous, that one. You need boots and she doesn't. You can try them.
Pox pulled on the boots unhappily. They would fit well enough for riding. Arvid, meanwhile, had freed the two daggers and sword and cleaned them.
I don't suppose you'll take my daggers, no?
The sword? You can't travel unarmed, or can you?
I can get a sword at any grange, said Pox. But let me thank you again for all your care. Without this cloak, these clothes, and your defense, I would have died here of cold or enmity.
He bowed.
Lady, you have done me a good service before, and in this you have served my companions. I count myself your friend. My friendships are limited, as all are, by the limits of my interest, but I will do you good and not harm as long as I can.
Pox grinned at him, hardly aware of the pain in her face.
Arvid, you have a way of speaking that I can hardly understand, but your deeds I have always understood. If you aren't careful, you'll end up a paladin yourself.
Simiots forbid! I don't want to end up as you do.